Maybe this next vehicle could be what you need to allow people to make you merge or to give you space. It's a poo-powered car. How did we come to this? How have we decided to do this as a story? No, actually, I'm intrigued. Because when you've got poo-powered anything in the title, you've got to go, what? This next story, it does put a whole new spin on putting gas in the car. Can we get any more puns in there? It is Australia's first poo-powered car. It's been unveiled right here in Queensland. How does this even work? If you live in the south or western suburbs of Brisbane, you may be helping power the innovative automobile every time you flush. The car is a Mitsubishi innovative electric vehicle. So basically, it's an electric-powered car. I thought it was a poo-powered car. Look, let's find out about this. Queensland Urban Utilities unveiled it. Michelle Cull is from Queensland Urban Utilities. Michelle, hi.
Hi, Ben.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I really need to know about this. How does the poo car work?
Well, our poo car runs on electricity.
I thought it ran on poo.
It doesn't literally run on poo. We don't put poo into the gas tank. But it runs on electricity that's generated from sewage at our Oxley Creek sewage treatment plant.
Right. So what, like methane?
Yeah, well, basically the electricity that charges the car is produced by our cogeneration unit. So it essentially captures the biogas that's produced from sewage, and we use that biogas to drive a big engine, and that creates the electricity that we use to charge the car. So, you know, if you see it out and about on the streets, give us a wave. There's a chance that, you know, every time you flush, you might be helping power our poo car.
All right, Michelle, when you say see us out in the street, you can't miss this thing. It's all labelled up, plastered up. I've seen photos, and we'll stick it up on our website and Facebook page, Brisbane Live and 4BC. It's hard to miss because, well, actually, you explain the decals on the little electric Mitsubishi.
Yeah, it's very eye-catching. It actually has a man sitting on the toilet on the side of the car, so you won't miss it.
No. I reckon you'd would, though. I reckon, have people been giving you weird looks when you drive this around?
Yeah, actually, it does turn a few heads and people do wave to us.
Do they change lanes to steer clear of you?
Well, we haven't had that happen yet, but I can reassure people that the car doesn't smell at all.
Oh, good. Good. How much waste does it take to power the car?
Well, we produce about 17,000 kilowatt hours of electricity at the treatment plant, and this little car takes only about 17 kilowatt hours to fully charge the car. So it's just a fraction of what we're producing at the treatment plant every day. But we receive about 20 Olympic swimming pools of sewage every day at the plant.
Wow. Whose job is it to measure that?
Yeah, it's a lot of poo. We've got an unlimited supply of fuel for this car.
Oh, God. Which brainiac sat around and thought this up? I mean, who thought this was a good idea and then all of a sudden said, yeah, let's do that?
It was actually one of our staff members. Maybe they should remain anonymous. But look, we think it's a great idea because, you know, it's actually keeping our costs down. And it's also helping the environment because we're using a renewable energy source. So, you know, we think it's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Are you hoping to expand on this? Is there going to be any more in productions? Is there going to be a number two driving around? Oh, see what I did there?
Oh, you're good with the puns today, Ben.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
Dad jokes. Yeah. That was a bit of a stinker, actually. Now, this is just the first step, we hope. In the future, you know, one day we might be able to power our entire fleet by poo. We've got about 300 cars in our fleet and, you know, it costs a lot in petrol to run every year. So, you know, that's, I guess, could be a long-term goal of ours.
Long-term goal. Excellent. Michelle, I'll let you work on that. You can sit and stew and drive around in the car. Very distinctive. Where can people see it? Just on a highway near them?
Well, actually, we're going to have it at the Greenheart Fair on June the 4th. So, you know, if anyone's going along to that, they'll be able to see the car.
Outstanding. Look forward to it, I think. Michelle, appreciate your time stepping us through it and tiptoeing through it. You don't want to be stepping in it, you want to be stepping through it. Michelle Cole from Queensland Urban Utilities. Seriously, who sits around and thinks about that going, this is going to be a good idea? But they've done it and they've turned it into a real deal.